am actually really proud to be here, and I want to thank all of you for being here with me. This is a really big deal. This is House Bill 1419. It's known as clean slate legislation, and it's going to help all of those who have committed low-level offenses, have paid their penalty, to get back on the path to a blemish-free life. And I really want to point out, Pennsylvania is the very first state in the union to do this. So thank you very much. That's great. It's a big deal. Through this legislation, we will be making the process of sealing records much fairer and much easier for those with low-level offenses. And that's going to help reduce the stigma faced by formerly incarcerated people when they're getting their life back together, trying to get their life back together, in making job searches, housing searches, or even in applying to colleges. This clean slate legislation allows for records to be sealed if a person has been free from conviction for 10 years for an offense that resulted in a year or more in prison and who has paid all court-ordered financial debts. In addition, it allows sealing of records for second or third degree misdemeanor offenses that included a less than 2 year prison term, and if a person has been free from convictions, again, for 10 years. It also seals criminal history records relating to charges that did not result in convictions. While doing this for low-level, low-risk, and low-level offenses, the legislation does not allow for record sealing in more serious crimes such as firearms charges, sexual offenses, murder, kidnapping, child endangerment, and endangering the welfare of children, among other serious offenses. But this legislation will help low-level offenders who have paid their debt to or those who were accused but not convicted of a crime, and it's going to reduce the stigma that each of these individuals face. That stigma hurts all of us because it can prevent people from getting housing, as I said, a job, or even in applying to college. And as a former employer, I've been doing politics now for 3.5 years. As a former employer, I had my own clean slate legislation, a second chance. And I found that I got really, really good employees. This is a very practically important, practically smart thing that we're doing here in Pennsylvania, and there's a reason why. There's broad bipartisan support for this. Record sealing for the included offenses is going to help, again, everybody who is involved get their lives back on track, and for people who have already paid their debt to society. But it also is going to demonstrate that there is another path for these folks than returning to what they did in the first place to get them into prison. This bill is the latest step in my administration's broader efforts to make our Commonwealth and our society safer by helping those who have offended put their lives back in order. Last year, we all banned the box by removing criminal conviction questions for job applications covered by the Office of Administration. I could do that by executive order, and I did. This ensured that all candidates for employment are being evaluated on their merit and on their willingness and ability to contribute to the Commonwealth, not on what they might have done 10 years ago. This common sense step is helping those re-entering the community to make real contributions to our society, to their families, and to our economy. Now, while the clean slate, this gives me a chance to sell here, while the clean slate and ban the box are great steps toward improving our lives and removing the stigma of low-level convictions, we also know that we need to do more to reform our criminal justice system. So in the past, I have called for a slate of reforms that will help our system work better and work smarter while saving crucial taxpayer dollars. For example, we should finally pass and implement the Justice Reinvestment Initiative, or JRI2, to address the high cost of incarceration in our state, to strengthen support for county probation programs, and to fix inadequate sentencing guidelines. JRI2 will help save taxpayer money. Again, this has bipartisan support, by helping to make short prison sentences more predictable in length so that when people have served their times without incidents, they're able to re-enter society. In addition, JRI2 will invest more resources in our county probation system to help them do the job that they're to do. JRI2 will also help improve sentencing guidelines to further reduce recidivism. It will update sentencing guidelines to make sure that we are doing all we can to emphasize risk reduction to society. And it's going to help make sure that people are only serving time in accordance with their violation, rather than ordering longer sentences for smaller violations. In addition, JRI2 we also need to make, in addition to that, we also need to make necessary reforms to our pretrial system to make sure that those accused of a crime have access to competent legal counsel and a reasonable bail system. We're the only state. Pennsylvania is the only state in the nation that fails to provide state funding for indigent defenders, to public defenders. We're the only state. We need to change that. We need to take a strong role in ensuring that we have a fair defense system for everybody. Everybody deserves fair defense, regardless of his or her ability to pay. We also need to take steps to reform our bail system. We right now have a debtor's prison in Pennsylvania, but no one should ever be held in prison only, as we do now, only because they can't afford to post bail. The only factor that should be considered when holding someone in prison is their risk to society. Studies show that more pretrial time in jail leads to worse outcomes. It's not good for any of us to allow this system to continue. We should work to standardize bail amounts across counties for the same crimes, and we need to make sure that economic circumstances, simply economic circumstances, don't lead to more jail time. We also need to work to reform our post-trial criminal justice system to ensure that we're working towards the rehabilitation of individuals and preparing them to reenter society, rather than creating further risks for recidivism. We should work to reform our probation, our parole, revocation, and resentencing system to make sure that we are not spending valuable resources on supervising individuals who really don't pose a risk to society. And we should also expand our current Post-Conviction Relief Act to further explain an individual's right to appeal so that everybody knows what their rights are. So let me get back to clean slate. This legislation is an incredibly important piece of my administration's commitment to helping formerly incarcerated or arrested individuals get their lives back on track and stay away from past actions. I am proud to be here today to sign this along with the sponsors of the program. Now, I want to get this in the right order here, too. Am I going to embarrass or insult anybody? Senator Williams?
That's the right place to start.
Representative Delosier, Representative Harris, and we're going to hear from you in just a minute. But I want to thank all three of you. And actually, Scott Wagner was also, while he was in the Senate, was a prime sponsor. So I want to thank all four of you for making sure that this legislation has gotten to my desk. I'm going to sign it here. And I'm proud to do that. And I'm really proud that Pennsylvania is first in the nation to do this.